USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
The Cincinnati Bengals will play the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 56 on February 13th. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As the United Nations Security Council meets Monday to discuss unrest around the world, one topic to be discussed is Russia's posturing against their Ukrainian neighbors. Some U.S. lawmakers want to impose sanctions before Russia attacks.
Russia has amassed troops along the Ukraine-Russia border in Belarus and put ships in position in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling Fox News Sunday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any time.
He continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine.
The American ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, telling ABC's This Week they're calling for Russia to explain themselves at the UN Security Council.
One more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out for the Russians.
Senators Bob Menendez and James Risch of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plan to finalize legislation on sanctioning Russia early this week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thank you, Jeremy. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Denver, Colorado Elementary School will be holding a Black Lives Matter event for kindergartners and first graders this week. Topics of discussion will include restorative justice, transgender affirming, queer affirming, and black villages. Nicole Neely, president of Parents Defending Education, speaks out on Fox News.
This is Black Lives Week of Action in schools, and so this is one of dozens of schools across the country that will be doing this instead of, as you pointed out, the things that we expect our children to be learning. Centennial Elementary, where this is taking place, only 31% of students score at or above proficiency in math and reading. Our children have a finite number of hours in the day, and so every hour that they spend, you know, working on these principles is one where they're not making up the significant learning loss that has happened over the past 2 years. Our children deserve better. Why would anybody need to really get into issues of race with school? The school actually put out a statement that said there are studies showing that children have internalized bias beginning ages 2 to 4, and so that's why they feel that they need to shove these things down our children's throats. These are issues that, you know, parents should be deciding, families should be deciding, because this is not what we send our children to school to learn. Issues of transgenderism, these are very sensitive topics that a lot of people feel very strongly about. And it's not something that we want our children, you know, who are, let's remember, kindergarten, first grade, I mean, these are 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds who still believe in the tooth fairy. And so this is very objectionable, I think, on a lot of levels.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.